Hi guys, just a reminder that this podcast, as well as many of my online resources, is delivered freely. If you would like to help me get this message of healing out to millions of people around the world, please consider clicking on the donate button on my website, thecureforchronicpain.com. Thank you. Hello guys, welcome to my podcast, The Cure for Chronic Pain with me, Nicole Sachs. Welcome to our time together. I hope this day finds you well. I'm going to be really honest with you, because like, when am I not? I have started and stopped this podcast several times and erased it. And I never have done that before. I mean, maybe like once because, you know, my phone started ringing or something like that, but I can't seem to get the words out today. And I kind of think I know why. So we'll get to that in a moment. But I'm doing my best because never ever will I leave you with a week without this podcast. And I have made that pledge 116 episodes ago, and I have never reneged on it. So I don't want this week to be the week, even though I'm finding myself a little bit reticent, not always able to find my words, which, as you probably know, if you follow my work, that is unusual. Let me start by saying that if you're new to the work or if you feel that you don't fully understand what I am teaching here because you're just getting it in dribs and drabs, I am going to have a full comprehensive seminar that I'm going to hold next Saturday, January 30th, 2021, from 12 to 1:30 Eastern Time. So that will be morning for the West Coast of America, evening for Europe, obviously midday here on the East Coast, and then late at night for those over in Asia and Australia on the absolute other side of the world. However, I am going to record the whole thing, and if you purchase a ticket, which is $35, you will get that full recording to keep forever. So we're going to do a lesson. I'm going to teach for maybe like half hour, 40 minutes, and then we're going to spend the rest of the time on Q&A. And Q&A can be super, super helpful because you might have a question that you don't even realize you have. Somebody else asks it and you get all your questions answered. So I'm going to get to as many questions as I can from the chat box. We're going to be together live on Zoom, and I think it's going to be really helpful for people. It was sort of inspired because on Instagram, my handle on Instagram, if you want to go follow me, is at Nicole Sachs, LCSW. I've been getting a lot of new people in the community there, and they ask a lot of basic questions, which of course is incredibly normal. And so I decided to create this seminar as a way to really educate people, give you the nuts and bolts of the work, and a real launch pad to do your own journal speak practice and start to really take back your power when it comes to your health and the way you experience your body and suffering and all that. And just remember, this is not just about chronic pain. This is about emotional pain, physical pain, fatigue, feelings of malaise or feeling like you don't have joy for life, feeling of low energy, the symptoms of autoimmune disease. There's so many things that are affected by this mind-body work. And so if you are at all interested, join us next Saturday, January 30th. Click the link in the resources tab of my website. Go to www.thecureforchronicpain.com. Click on the resources tab and you can purchase your tickets right there. It's located right underneath the anxiety course. You'll see it if you just scroll down a little on the resources tab. And you can also find it on Instagram, on my Instagram bio. Okay, so I just wanted to make sure I did not forget to tell you guys about that. So why am I so tongue-tied today? I think that the reason I'm tongue-tied is because what I want to say, I'm scared it's going to sound political. And, you know, the internet is a scary place. I'm just going to be honest with you. If any of you guys out there have ever tried to put yourself out on any sort of social media platform, it just brings with it a lot of dissent. And I know that's fine. And I think I'm getting way better at dealing with people's hate and criticism. I'm really getting better at it. But my problem is, and I'm finally boiling this down because I know you hear me talk about this somewhat, is I don't want to alienate people because it is so important to me that people heal. It is so important to me. I don't care if you like Donald Trump or Joe Biden or whomever, if you voted for your dog for president. I don't care. What I care about is that people heal. And what I see all over the world is people scared and sad and lost and confused and terrified, just in a state of abject terror that they don't know why their bodies don't feel well to the point where their bodies are breaking down. They don't know why. They don't know why they have no energy. They don't know why they feel like their body is electric with neuropathy and pain, and they're struggling every day to get through the day. And, you know, I have the answer. I have the answer to these problems in this mind-body work. And you know, I say that, and you know this if you follow my work, because I have been living it and watching people heal in such miraculous fashion for over 20 years that it's like I'm so ripe with the answer that it's very hard for me to see people continuing to suffer. So when I say anything that I think might be somewhat controversial because it could be seen as political, interpreted as such, I think I get really nervous. I mean, I have started and stopped this thing like 10 times to the point where I stepped away from the computer a couple times. This is like, if this is the first time you've ever listened to the podcast, you're going to think I'm out of my mind. But this is the first time it's ever happened to me. And so I guess I'm just being honest about the fact that this is a hard thing to discuss, because what I want to discuss is I want to discuss each of us taking into our own hands our responsibility to see one another, to practice true compassion for one another. Not only because I think hate and anger leads to more repressed emotions, which leads to more chronic pain, I also think that it feels like an emptiness to feel resentful and envious and to want to do harm, even if it's just with your energy, to other people. I'm not perfect. I know how it feels to feel that way. And I know it feels terrible. And I know that it contributes not only to the energetic demise of our civility toward one another, but it also steals from our experience of being present. And really, the whole point of any of this human life, is to be able to have presence in our moments with our loved ones, to have experiences. You know, I was listening to Ram Dass speak the other day at one of his recorded lectures, and he was talking about how he sits with people when they die. That was one of the things that Ram Dass is very known for, that he would sit by the bedside of people as they passed, and it was his greatest privilege to do so. He was an incredible energy like that. And what he said was that most people said things like, "I wish I had had more moments. I wish I had had more moments." And he said, you know, in this lecture, every moment that you get could be one of those moments. But we hide from our own experiences inadvertently by being so caught up in our resentments and in our judgments of other people, and in our perception that we are different and we are separate from other people. And that's what I'm seeing right now happen in my country. And so I guess I am taking the chance of sounding political by saying I am recording this podcast on Inauguration Day. 2 weeks prior to this day was the insurrection at the Capitol. I don't say this with judgment. I actually understand why people are so angry and feel so disenfranchised. But I say this with intention, that I want to communicate what I feel is important, which is we start to see each other. We start to really understand our shared humanity, because that's the only way we're going to come together. You know, a presidential administration could try, and I wish Joe Biden all the best. I hope that great things come from his presidency. But really what has to happen is it has to happen within each of us, all of us. Every person who looks to the other side of the aisle and says, "Oh, that person's not like me. I would never do what that person would do. I don't know. Take food out of my kids' mouths and see what I'll do. I don't know." None of us really know the extent to that which we would go if we were truly, truly in jeopardy of our own survival, and many people perceive themselves to be. So I want to read a quote from Pema Chodron that I think is really beautiful. She says, "Compassion is not a relationship between the healer and the wounded. It's a relationship between equals. Only when we know our own darkness well can we be present with the darkness of others. Compassion becomes real when we recognize our shared humanity." And that's what I really want to talk about today. And that is not a political statement. It's just, if I'm to be honest, the state of politics in my country is what leads me to realize how important it is to talk about this in the first place. Because the divide is so deep, the chasm is so obvious between people. And I know it's creating a lot of anger just in its very nature of saying, I'm on this side and you're on that side. So one of the things I thought might be helpful to discuss to this end is the concept of when we suffer the same. And I remember thinking about this years and years and years ago when this whole career I have and this whole, a method, theory, practice that I've created, when that was not even a twinkle in my eye. I was, you know, in high school and in college and getting my graduate degree, and I used to look around at people and I would see people, all sorts of different people, and I would notice that when they suffer the same. I remember watching friends of mine who lost a parent, and then I would watch on the news when, you know, someone really significant, maybe a celebrity or a political figure, would suffer the loss of a loved one. And, you know, it always wipes away socioeconomic status or any sort of status. If you are standing over the bed of your dying child, you are the same at the best hospital in New York City as you are in a refugee camp in Syria. People who suffer, suffer the same. And I don't know why I noticed this so young, but when I noticed it, I thought to myself, how beautiful that as human beings, we are really not that different from one another. And you know, that kind of an understanding is what motivated me to do this work. I mean, in the first place, because I thought to myself, I mean, I got my undergraduate degree and I got my graduate degree and I was licensed as a psychotherapist and I started in private practice. And that was all I did for years. And then one day, one of my clients encouraged me to write a book. And I remember the first thing I thought about the book was, my goodness, how is it possible to speak to everyone at the same time? You know, when I'm in private practice and I'm looking at you and you are you and you have your specific family and your triggers and your trauma and your hurt and your pain and whatever's causing you to have come to therapy in the first place, I'm looking at you. It's easy for me to look at you and know what to do for you. You know, that's what I'm trained to do. But how do you write a book that talks to everyone? And I think that's where I really pulled from this understanding that when we suffer the same. We as human beings all seek to connect, all seek to love, all seek to care for our children. And that is the way I can talk to everyone at the same time, because we're all the same. And you know, over the years, I've had the opportunity to work with many and varied people. People of all races, all ethnic groups, all socioeconomic status. I used to do pro bono work. I worked with people in the military. I've worked with the A-list Hollywood celebrities across the board. You know, gender, sexual preference, all of it. Gender identity, I guess I should say. I mean, I'm just thinking about how there is not one kind of person that you could think of that I have not had a deep connection with over this work. And those people might look very different on paper, and even very different if you met them. And I have been in the space and had the privilege to witness their essential humanity, and it is always the same. The goodness in us is the same too, not just the suffering. It's just stunning. I have to be honest with you. I mean, it's a great privilege. I have tremendous gratitude for having been able to do this work. So the point of me saying this right now, wherever you find yourself, is I'm sure you find yourself in some state thinking, I am this and he or she or they are that. And the question is that helping us? It doesn't mean you have to lay down your principles or your ethics or what you believe is right. It doesn't mean you can't resist whatever you want to resist. You know, in my opinion, peacefully is the way to resist. But it's just about how much do we want to feel separated? How much do we want to feel other than one another? Because I feel that that can be really detrimental to our healing. You know, if you study human evolution, if you study anthropology, what you realize is that human beings are hardwired to connect. Brené Brown talks about this. A lot of different researchers talk about this. We are hardwired to connect, which is why, regardless of how abused or how put out we can feel from other people, we keep seeking them again. We're very hopeful like that, you know, and I think it's built into our DNA. It's baked into being a human being. And so the problem is we find ourselves in conflict with ourselves, because our very nature is to connect, is to go toward other people. And then we look around our world, our society, and we say, but they're different than me. They're so different than me. You know, and I think that it's just worth pressing the pause button that I always talk about and saying, but are they? And is it helping me to look at them that way? This quote by Pema Chodron, one of the things that it really, it helps me to understand when she says, only when we know our own darkness well can we be present with the darkness of others. And that really reminds me of our journal speak work. I think each of us, every one of you guys listening to this podcast, doing this work of a warrior to uncover that which you have been repressing out of necessity your whole life, your sadness, your grief, your anger, your terror, your rage, your devastation, your hopelessness. I mean, when we stop ignoring that these things exist within us, and when we start to take a bold look, like I say, go into your darkest room and turn on the light, turn toward that part of us and see it with compassion, we really are preparing ourselves to be able to see other people. You know, I look at the world. I look at people who are angry. Who are angry enough to cause violence. And I really have to be honest with you, even though I am no doubt a pacifist beyond, I mean, I'm one of those and I'm not even going to deny it, I rarely am unable to find the reason behind people's anger, even if it causes them to kill and to hate. You know, if you're born without, and if you look around and you see people getting ahead of, you know, if you're standing online proverbially and you see people just cutting the line and you look toward the people you love, like your parents and your siblings and your family and your children, and you think those people aren't getting enough year after year after year, whomever you are, that makes people very, very angry. See, but if I can see my darkness, if I can go within and look at what makes me really angry, what makes me feel inequity and injustice for myself, and feel into that and sit with it and sit with the places where I really have been hurt and I need to connect with that little girl inside of me and give her some love and connection. If I do this work, which I do all the time, I can then bring compassion to people who are feeling that way. And that's the way we heal. You know, I listened to President Biden's speech this morning, It was incredibly inspirational to me. And like I said, if you are a person listening to this and you think, you know, screw Joe Biden, please don't let this podcast turn you off. Understand, I'm speaking to you too. His speech was trying to say what I'm trying to say, which is, if we are to heal anything, and I'm talking about 400 years of racism, I'm talking about all the reasons that people rioted the Capitol 2 weeks ago, why they feel that they have been wronged or hurt or ignored or neglected or discarded. If we're going to heal any of that, we have to be willing to understand that we're not so different. When we realize that we're not so different, we get a choice. See, I think when we think we're so different than each other, we're stripped of our choices, because our choices are about knowing who we are and what we want, seeing the options laid out before us and picking a path. But when you're so steeped in knowing that you're so terminally unique, they say that in recovery a lot, right? You're so unique. Your problems are so hard. Everything is so hard for you, so specifically. And trust me, everything I say to you guys, I've worked through myself. I used to think I was so terminally unique. Nobody could understand me. The world was too much for me. And that's why I was drinking alcoholically. One of the reasons. It's also that it's in my DNA, apparently. But, you know, I used to feel that way, and it really kept me separate from other people. It's funny, it doesn't always make you arrogant. Sometimes it makes you less than. So when you feel that you're terminally unique and your problems are, you know, so unique to you and so different than others, it either makes you feel like you're better than people or you're the shit under their shoe. You just don't feel like you're part of the group. You don't feel like you're in the center of the boat. And the thing is, right now, especially if you're looking to heal from chronic pain, but even if you're just looking to become less anxious or become more free. You know, Ram Dass says, it's not about getting high, it's about getting free. I love when he says that, because it's really about being free. If you're seeking to feel more free, I'm going to promise you, one of the roads to feeling more free is to understanding that we are not that different. That when we suffer the same. And our goodness, when we look to our children with love, it is the same. When we look to our dogs with love, it is the same as everyone else that looks to their dog with deep love. And I don't mean that there aren't bad people out there. I don't mean that there aren't people that are seeking to hurt and to kill. I get it. But those of you I'm speaking to, you know what I'm saying. If you go into the heart of a person that is gazing at an object of their deep love and connection, those people feel the same as you feel when you're doing it. And the suffering, when you're laying in bed, when you feel hopeless, that's how they feel too. So I don't know if what I'm saying is going to be helpful here. And honestly, the reason I kept turning this off is I don't even really know what I have to say. But I will tell you that I tried to do this podcast about some other things today because, you know, there's always any number of things I could talk about. And I kept coming back to this because I do believe that I have suffered personally watching the divide in our world, in our country, and even throughout the years, even in my childhood. I remember watching religious wars when I was a child that were happening all over the world and thinking, this is deeply, deeply sad to me. I so badly want people to see each other. And how do we see each other? We see each other when we come to the table as equals. When we look into our darkness and so have such compassion, such self-compassion for our own darkness, that then we can have self-compassion for others. Because when we are in darkness, we are all the same. So I hope that this offered you some sort of maybe an invitation to seek a bit more freedom in yourself today. I know that really what I want to do is I want to feel hopeful. I want to feel hopeful. I want to make myself the best version of myself, that so I can bring forth the best energy as we move forward and hopefully we can heal. And that's what I'm trying to do. So I hope that that spoke to you today. If indeed you are enjoying this podcast, know that there are lots and lots of more episodes. Just go to either iTunes or Audio Boom or Spotify or Stitcher or Google Play, wherever you get your podcasts, and give yourself the gift of being curious. When you are here, you are welcome. You are just like everyone else. We're all together. We're all in it. And you have the power to heal yourself. So if you are enjoying it, hop over to iTunes and rate and review this podcast. It really does help me to get the message out. And until next time, this has been The Cure for Chronic Pain with me, Nicole Sachs. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.